Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. It's weekday number two of the SEPTA cuts, and as feared, the reduction in service is affecting attendance at Philadelphia schools. That story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
At Girls High, a magnet school drawing students from all over the city, the SEPTA service cuts are making students late. The principal there told Superintendent Tony Watlington some parents were already thinking about changing their daughter's schools.
She had some parents who indicated that they had extreme concerns about their children's ability to get to school and were considering withdrawing.
Watlington, in an interview, said overall attendance after the SEPTA cuts has been a mixed bag. He said he was opposed to virtual learning to keep students from losing instructional time.
One of the big lessons from the pandemic was that virtual learning was not the best mode of learning for most students.
Should the service reductions drag on after Labor Day, Watlington expected the attendance challenges would get worse before they get better.
He suggests that parents try to arrange alternate transportation plans, including carpools, to get students to school on time. Starting next week, Philadelphia water rates will increase by about 10%, KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
A typical bill will go from $81 to $89 a month under a settlement approved by the Water Rate Board last month. The increase that starts Monday is the first part of a two-year increase that will total roughly 18%. It's slightly less than the Water Department requested, but public advocate Robert Ballinger of Community Legal Services says the data show the department does need more revenue.
Unfortunately, the demands on the Water Department are many, and we need to make sure they're met, but at the same time, really try to balance that as best we can with the concerns of Philadelphia families struggling to get by.
Ballinger says the need to keep pipes and other infrastructure in good repair is a major cost driver, but the department needs to try to get more federal funding for those projects, which it agreed to do in the settlement.
It also agreed to streamline the application for assistance and collect data on conservation programs for low-income residents. Philly International has completed a major upgrade meant to make air travel safer. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from the airport.
Philadelphia's Department of Aviation and the Federal Aviation Administration announced the installation of the airport's first engineered material arresting system, or EMAS, at runway 826. The system uses crushable material designed to stop an aircraft that runs off the end of a runway, safely bringing the plane traveling up to 70 knots, about 80 miles per hour, to a full stop. The $8.5 million project was funded by a federal grant and involves laying more than 2,000 specially engineered tiles at the eastern end of the runway. Mayor Sherelle Parker says the investment into the airport, which sees around 400 arrivals daily, is a smart move.
PHL enhances the overall economic competitiveness and growth of our region by providing access to new markets, enabling the efficient movement of goods and building, quite frankly, the region's attractiveness and quality of life.
More than 60 airports across the country already use the EMAS technology. The inability of Pennsylvania state lawmakers to pass a budget is being felt on a local level in more than just one way. KYW's Justin Udo has more.
In late July, Delaware County received a letter from the governor's office saying state reimbursements will be frozen until a new budget is passed.
Payments from the Departments of Aging, Drug and Alcohol Programs, Health and Human Services will be delayed over the next 6 months in the absence of a completed budget.
Delaware County Executive Director Barbara O'Malley says this money represents over $500 million across the state.
What that means is this freeze will cost the county $12.1 million every month. So as noted, we are delayed already for July and August.
O'Malley says they're working internally on various options to keep their programs running at the highest capacity.
These include requesting approval to temporarily access dedicated funding sources, which would be restored when the impasse is over.
O'Malley is encouraging residents to reach out to their legislators and urge them to pass a new budget. Hurricane Erin never made landfall, but the storm made quite a mess at the Jersey Shore. Now officials there are asking for help with beach replenishment. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
The ocean took big bites out of the beach and left some areas down the shore in need of repair. In Atlantic City, there's a huge chunk missing from the sand on the north end, right where the Army Corps of Engineers did work last winter. Several shoretown mayors are asking Congressman Jeff Van Drew for federal assistance, including Atlantic City. AC Emergency Management Coordinator Scott Evans says the beach erosion is an ongoing challenge.
We just had the renourishment, so yes, it took a chunk away from us. We're hoping that it could level out. We're already going to, finish making our assessments over the next couple of weeks.
Officials in Ocean City, Wildwood Crest, and others also need some help.
Prior to the storm, Congressman Van Drew said that protecting coastal communities has always been one of his top priorities. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.